Okay, Brian, congratulations. Good victory for Mayo today.
Thanks very much. Great for us. Yeah, we came out of Connacht last week. We beat Roscommon. First time in 9 years that Mayo have beaten Roscommon, which was huge for us and huge for those lads. Some of them would have played 5 years at under 21 and their first win. So we were delighted to have that coming into the B quarter final. We knew Donegal had won the C and that they were on the back of three good wins, so momentum was high up here, and we knew they're a big, strong physical team and had a good variety of scorers going on the last few games. So it was going to be a tough battle all the way through. We knew that, and we're delighted to come out the good end of it. Good game of hurling for the lads, and not much in it at the end of the day. But came out the right side.
The momentum was with Donegal, and that showed in the early stages, because I think Donegal probably started the brighter.
They did a lot brighter than us. Yeah, it took our lads a good 10 or 12 minutes to settle in. They were kind of a bit of at sea. I suppose the journey up in the early morning, and that didn't help. Some of our younger lads, we had some of our minors there, and they were brilliant. We had four minors out, and the four minors were brilliant. To be fair to them, they settled in and showed leadership a few times when it was needed to the older lads. But the lads that have played senior, their experience stood to them out there as well, and they dug in and gave us a great result, great team performance, as far as we're concerned. A lot to do in 2 weeks before the next game, but great to be in an All-Ireland semi-final. Everyone wants to be.
The scores, when they came for you, I mean, the vital scores came at important times. The goal from Corey Scahill just after the second half, and that was a perfect start after the restart.
That was the brilliant. Corey had a poor first half by his standards, and is always dangerous for a goal at club or inter-county, and he scored in the Connacht final as well, scored a brilliant goal, and then got one very similar to it tonight. So it was a great start to the second half, settled a lot of the lads that were nervous and tense. It would have been the first time for a lot of those to have played an All-Ireland quarter-final. Like, it's a big step up for them, and Donegal was a new team to play. It's a great adventure for them to move out of Connacht and play teams outside, and it's good for hurling and Mayo and good for hurling and Donegal that we get to play these sort of games.
And do you know who your opponents will be now in the semi-finals?
I didn't get the results yet, but it'll be the Meath or Kerry.
Looking forward to it, I'm sure.
Can't wait. It's where we wanted to be at the start of the year, so anything can happen in a semi-final. We'll be underdogs, but we don't mind that.